This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. After being locked down for more than a year, millions of Americans are ready to travel for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Here's our Jennifer King.
More than half of American adults are vaccinated and many are ready to travel. AAA forecasts that 37 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over the upcoming holiday weekend. That's a 60% increase over last year, but 6 million fewer travelers than in 2019. Airline executives say domestic air travel is back to pre-pandemic levels,
which means long lines at the airports, according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He's also saying this morning that the government's taking a very close look at the possibility of vaccine passports for travel into and out of the U.S., meaning you'd have to be able to prove you've been vaccinated against COVID. Now to the question of whether to create a special commission to investigate the January attack on the U.S. Capitol building. The House passed the bill, which is now in the Senate, but Republicans there are against it. Here's our Sagar Magani.
A vote on a procedural motion toward creating a special commission was to happen yesterday, but was delayed amid haggling over another bill. There is broad GOP opposition to forming a commission, with several Republicans saying it would be too partisan, though the panel would be evenly split between the parties. It would be the GOP's first successful filibuster of the Biden presidency, though the president yesterday held out hopes for the commission.
I can't imagine anyone voting against the establishing a commission on the greatest assault since the Civil War on the Capitol.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The San Jose, California gunman who killed 9 co-workers reportedly talked about hating his workplace when customs officers detained him after a 2016 trip to the Philippines. This is AP News. Farmers in Australia are battling a plague of mice. Our Charles de Ledesma on the problem in New South Wales.
Under a tarpaulin, large numbers of mice scatter. Just how many millions of rodents have infested the agricultural plains across the state is guesswork. At night, the floors of sheds vanish between carpets of scampering mice. Ceilings come alive with the sound of scratching. One family has blamed mice chewing electrical wires for their house burning down. Agricultural Minister Adam Marshall said this month the state is facing an absolute economic and social crisis. However, mouse plagues historically appear from nowhere and often vanish just as fast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
GM and Lockheed Martin are teaming up to produce a self-driving electric vehicle for the moon. It'll carry 2 astronauts at a time, say the companies. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.